neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
The nourishment that Am Yisrael received from Shamayim for 40 years is repeated. What was the name of it? What? What was the name? No. What they ate every day. Man. Who named man? Who gave it the name? No. I don't think so. It is. Who? No, I don't think so.
People, they say it looks like the coriander.
Chazal Baruch. Very nice. So when Hashem gave the nourishment, He said, I'm going to give you lechem min hashamayim. That's all. There's no name. So when they ate it, they said, Hamotzi lechem min hashamayim. That's what they said. But there's no name. So in Parashat B'Shalach, it says, all of a sudden, they see tal, dew, and then they see something, and then another layer of dew, sandwich, like ice cream sandwich. This was whatever sandwich. They say, lo yadu mahu, so manhu. So what is man? So they gave him a name. How come they picked such a name? No, people. They didn't know what it is. So, let's say somebody brings a fruit, like exotic fruit. From London. You don't know what it is. So what are you going to name it? So you say, what did you eat? What do you say? What do you say? You know the name?
No.
Well, they didn't know the name. They didn't know what it is. But the question is, how come they gave it the name of man? Why? Never thought about this?
The word man means anything?
Why give me man? I'm sorry?
The word man. What does it mean in Hebrew?
Rashi Gadosh in Parashat B'Shalach, he says that man actually means nourishment, food. That's what they name it. Mm. So this is
food. This is what we eat.
Sorry?
This is what we eat. It's food.
Yeah. Yes.
Still, there's no name.
There's no name. So now, the depth of matter here is Yemar Ta'anit, Masechet Ta'anit, Daf Chaf Dalet. Is right? Very interesting thing. He says, let's say, all of a sudden, you go home today, and then you see there's a cherry tree in your background. You didn't have. So now the question is, can you eat from it?
For the tree, yes, no.
No, the question is, can we benefit from Ma'aseh Nisim? If there's a miracle, can you benefit from it?
Yes.
Hazar Baruch. No, you cannot.
Why not? If we came, Hashem gave it to you, why you cannot use it?
If it happened to be there for us, right?
3 years, you cannot.
No, forever. Forever.
No, but growing a cherry tree is not a miracle. Okay, a seed falls down where that comes in your yard, so it's yours.
A matter of 2 seconds?
No, not 2 seconds.
No, 2 seconds. I said today you go home, you see the cherry tree.
It's just for you to eat it, otherwise you wouldn't come with it.
But who said that something that came about through a miracle that you can enjoy from it?
Otherwise, why the miracle happens?
I'm saying?
If it's not
for decoration.
Hashem made it a miracle for decoration.
Exactly.
Good tree for decoration, though?
Yes.
Yeah. You become part of the decoration also, eating.
No, Hashem put you here, not provide things for you left and right. You have to work on it. So that's what the whole story that Gemara Ta'anit brings about. So now, here, so then, I'm inside, they're telling one another, is man. What is man? Man is Rashi Tevot Ma'aseh Nisim. He said, this is a miracle. We cannot have any enjoyment of it. Because if it came from Shamayim, so that means there's no permission to use it. So what did Moshe say? Sabrav Shalom said, Vayomer Moshe Alehem, Hu Halechem. What is Hu Halechem means? Hu Halechem. What does Lechem means? Bread. Hakam says Halechem. Because anytime you have a hay, extra hay, they're called hay, that is Yedi'ah. They're bread. So what did he mean? Ze Halechem. This is the bread. Why Hashem gave him man? No, Hakam didn't find something else to give him. Like, let's say when they went through Yad Yam Suf, he created trees for them, right? There were trees. When they went through Yam Suf, there were trees, and then they ate from it. So now here, Moshe Avraham, Alav Shalom, told them, don't worry. You know why Hashem gave you this man? Man is Ma'aseh Nisim, this miracle that he brought about for you. Because your grandfather gave bread to the angels when they came to his house. Ha-lechem. This is the bread. So Hashem Yitbarach is giving you the reward because of the kindness that he did for the angels. Yeah. So that means Aron Avinu Shalom told the angels, Vayecha fat lechem. What is vayecha means? Vayechah. What is kah means?
Take
or give?
Take.
Kah, give. It says come in, vayecha. I take or I give. You should say vayetena pad lechem, no? Yes? So now he told them, come, I'm going to help you, give you bread. Then I will take. Not you will, I will give you. What did he mean? He meant the bread that I'm going to give you now, my children later on, they're going to benefit from it for 40 years. So their kindness, the chesed that Abraham Avinu did to these angels, man that is Ma'aseh Nisim, came about. Why? Because the grandfather went out of his way and helped in his pain, in his pain. In the third day of his breed, that he was in such a pain to help these guests. And the reward that they received for 40 years. Yeah. Hashem Yizakenu. Bezat Hashem. Nizkeh beYeshuot. Besorot Tovot. Bezat Hashem. Koyel HaNishamot. Halel Ko Haleluko. Koyel HaNishamo. Nishomo Sheli. Koyel HaNishamot, Halel Ko Haleluko, Koyel HaNishamo, Nishomo Sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.